as I like me, nothing else matters. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. As I like me, nothing else matters. And that's all that really makes any difference in life. As I like me, nothing else matters. Do you like yourself? Do you care about who you are? Do you realize who you are? Do I realize who I am? Do I like me? When I get up in the morning, do I jump out of bed and say, "Ah, what a wonderful day"? Do I go to breakfast and say, "What a delicious breakfast, what a wonderful meal"? Do I go to my first activities and I say, "Whoa, this is fun, this is great, this is wonderful"? Am I filled with enthusiasm and with energy, with joy? Am I filled with all of the delight that the world could ever give to me? Is that who I am? And I think I am. I think that's who I am, and I know that's who I am, and I like it very, very much. Because as I like me, nothing else really matters. When I get up happy, when I live happy, when I do my activities in a happy way, when I like me and I enjoy my company, nothing else really matters. When I meet people every day in the world, and they are people who are nice or ordinary people, people who are doing their thing, and I'm doing my thing, and the two of us sometimes talk together about the things that we're doing, and we say, "Hey, isn't that interesting? Isn't that fun? Isn't that wonderful?" And then we go about our world. We go about our way. Because I really like me. I like what I'm doing. And when I like what I'm doing, really nothing else matters. When I like the fact that I think that I have a good body, I like me. That's all that matters. When I think that I brush my teeth and my mouth feels so fresh and clear, nothing else matters. When I wash the sleep out of my eyes and I say, "Good morning, eyes, good morning, world, good morning, all," and I have a smile in my heart, in my voice, and in my attitude, that's what really matters. Life is just filled with moment by moment now experiences. And each moment-by-moment now experience is so fantastic, so joyous, so wonderful, that I just delight in it completely. I thrill in it completely. I am just so happy in it completely because it is who I am. And I like it. I like it very much. I like it very, very much. And I tell myself this. And the more I tell myself this, the more I like it. If I look at my garden and I see it growing, and I say I like my garden, then I will find good things in my garden to like. As I reach down into my garden and I see weeds growing here and there, and I kneel down and pull the weeds out one by one, gently pulling them out so they don't disturb the roots of the flowers that I have growing there. And I pull them out one by one. Sometimes the soil is a little dry, so I spritz the soil and make it moist on top a little bit and going down just a little. And then I pull the weeds out. And they come out so easy and so wonderful. But I look at my garden and say, "What a glorious garden. What a beautiful garden. How lovely are all of my flowers." And my flowers just grow and grow and grow and grow and are all the more wonderful all the time. They're just a pure delight. I see my family and I see my wife or husband, I see the children, I see relatives, I see people in my world who are my family, and I look at them and I say, "Wow, you're a great group." And individually, I look at them and I say, "Gee, you're fantastic." And Uncle George, "You're a neat guy." And Uncle Fred, "You're Okay, but Uncle Fred, I think I'm going to weed you out of my garden. You don't seem to fit into my garden too well. And the only thing that matters is that my garden is beautiful and filled with beautiful flowers. So, Uncle George, I see you with a happy life, going about your happy world wherever it may be. And I release you to that happy world. And then I go on in my garden, and I see my family, I see my children, each one glorious and beautiful, each one reflecting the values that I give them, each one reflecting the smile that I have in my heart, each one reflecting my spouse and me and how we look at life. Oh, yes, each one is a reflection of who we are. Now, Uncle George had a few attitudes that were not harmonious with the family. And so I stopped thinking about Uncle George. I stopped thinking about what he was doing. I'm thinking about what everyone else is doing that is harmonious with my world. And as I no longer thought about Uncle George, he just was less and less in my world, in my attention, and pretty soon he was not in my world at all. Now, is that a naughty thing to do, to push Uncle George out of my world and not have him in my world? As I like me, nothing else matters. As I like me, I think of all the beautiful things and empower the beautiful things to be in my world, and I have all the other wonderful people in my world, and any person that has different values, who has different desires, different goals, different attitudes, oh my, those attitudes, they're not in my world. Because they are not in my thinking. They're not in my happiness. They're not me. And as I like me, all the world is a 100% reflection of me. So, as I like me, and I think that what I believe is valuable and good, my entire family looks at me and says, wow, we have the greatest family. We all love whatever we love. We love sweet potatoes. We all love sweet potatoes. We sit down for our dinner, and when sweet potatoes are served, we think, wow, that's so great. But Uncle George, he didn't like sweet potatoes. That's right. Well, Uncle George is off doing his thing, whatever it may be. But we, all of us, love sweet potatoes, and we are harmonious, and we are doing what we like to do, and really nothing else matters. Oh, and all of us like to make our beds first thing when we get up in the morning. Oh, yes. First thing, we like to straighten out our sheets and straighten out our covers and straighten out everything and put away excess blankets and do everything just beautiful. And we like to have a nice, orderly bedroom. And it's a wonderful thing to do. Well, this is an attitude. This is a value. This is what I say when, as I like me, nothing else matters. I make my bed, and the children, they come in and see me making my bed. The children come in and say, hey, how come you're doing it? How come mom's not doing it? Or how come dad's not doing it? Or whatever. They don't say that. They just say, can I help? And together we all join in making the bed. And we go through all the bedrooms, and we see that all the beds are neatly made, beautifully made, lovingly made, done with joy, with an attitude of happiness. And as I like me, nothing else matters. And that's how nothing else matters, because as I like me, everyone makes their bed first thing in the morning. It's just a wonderful thing. And everyone puts their clothing away, and everyone puts their closet away, and everyone, the closet door is closed. And everyone, they have their things neatly in order. And all the children have their schoolwork out, and they're studying it before breakfast. And when it's time to come down for breakfast, they've already had an hour in that they have been doing their homework and doing the extra things that they finished last night, and they're just reviewing this morning. They love school. Ho, 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 ho. As I like me, nothing else matters. I like me, and I like education, and I like knowledge, and I like wisdom, and I like learning, and I like going to school, because going to school is lots of fun. And my children, my spouse, we all love going to school. we take night school courses, my spouse and I, and the children. They see education is a valuable tool in life, and they instantly, joyously, with a right attitude of mind, enter into education and say, yes, 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 that's the way to go. So as I like me, everything that I like about me, nothing else matters. That's all that matters. That's all that takes place in my life. Yes. And I put my clothes away, and as I straighten out the living room, and as I do everything, I make my home a lovely place to be in. Not so that you're afraid to put any dust any place, but just because it's a loved place with the right attitude of mind, with the right joyous thought in the heart. And it is that way. Oh, it is that way. As I like me, that's what really matters. As I care about me, that's what really matters. And as my attitude about me is that I am happy, then everybody else is happy. I am filled with joy, and everyone else is filled with joy. I am unconditionally loving. I look at everyone and I see whatever anyone's doing, and I just reach in and give them a helping hand and say, here, let me give you a hand there. That's wonderful. And they know that that is the expected thing to do. They know that that is what our family does. They know that is what I expect out of them. And I am their parent. And they know that that's what the world is. We create our own world by who we are, by our moment-by-moment thought, action, and word. And when my thought, action, and word is predicated upon the highest and best that I am, on me liking myself, then all of my world falls into order with liking itself, just like I like myself. If I ever see anything in my world that's not quite what I like about me, then I best look at me and see where I am not liking me in that area. And lo and behold, I'll find out somewhere I forgot to dust a corner. Somewhere I forgot to like me unconditionally, eternally, wonderfully, now. I like me now. And because I like me now, my world is a wonderful place in which to live. Because I like me now, I see nothing else matters. Because I live in this happy state of consciousness, I live in this happy frame of mind, I live in this ideal body now. That's my choice. That's my experience. That's my life. And that's all that matters. How about that? I love you. I love you. I love you.